My dad is a very low-key guy. He's not going to interfere, not going to push. When he let me do my job at the company, he never, ever interfered with what I did. I mean, he trusted me 100% on everything I did. And I look back on it, I don't think I'd have trusted a 25 or 30-year-old kid to make some of the decisions that I did. But that's the only way you learn. You just got to learn making decisions. So we put the campaign committee together and ran a very spirited campaign. And
who did you run against?
Well, there was actually seven candidates. Pete White was the major candidate, who was a sitting city councilman at the time. He's back on the city council again right now as we speak. Ran against Pete, and I was fortunate enough to win in the primary. I got, I think, 50.4% out of seven candidates, so I didn't have to have a runoff. And I was elated not to have a runoff just because of another 3 weeks of campaigning, but mainly 3 weeks of raising money again. That's basically what a candidate does. He's got to go try to figure out how to raise money. Back then, our campaign was like $125,000. I mean, it's nothing compared to what it is today.
Let me say again, that was 1987.
Right.
Out of the primary, you said, it's not a partisan.
No, it's not a partisan, which I think is very fortunate here. It's nonpartisan. I had Republicans, Democrats. I didn't even know what they were. I didn't really care. I ran as a businessman. I didn't run with any social agenda or any political ties. I think I might have had some people ask me what I was, which was a Republican, but I don't think it really made any difference. And that was a nice thing about serving, too. The council didn't have to start out with this stigma that I'm either a Democrat or I'm a Republican, I'm either conservative or I'm liberal. Everybody had their own views, but at least you could vote more your conscience versus having to vote the party.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
And the newspaper, The Oklahoman, is very influential, has been to this day in Oklahoma City. Did they endorse you at the beginning?
They did endorse me. Kind of an interesting story there. When I decided to run, my secretary for my dad at the time at the printing company was a lady by the name of Glenda Phillips. Glenda was also his secretary when he was in mayor, not at the mayor's office, but at the business. But she was very involved with what was going on at City Hall because the two secretaries had to communicate and schedules and all that. And she was very active in his campaigns. Well, I immediately got her to help me on my campaign, recruited her, and of course she loved to do it. One of the first things she said after we announced that we were going to run and we did all that, she says, "You need to see Mr. Gaylord." I said, "Okay, how do I do that?" She says, "Well, make a call." So she got on the phone, and that afternoon, I'm going to see Mr. Gaylord. And that's not an easy deal to do. Thelis was Mr. Gaylord's secretary, and she'd been with him for probably 40 years. And I go down to see him, and she escorts me into his office. He's very polite. This is down on 4th and Broadway. And we shake hands and sit down. He says, "Well, you want to be mayor, huh?" I said, "Well, yes, sir. I think I'd like to." "Why?" "I'm just green as a gourd, you know, and political and everything, but I'm trying to relate to him." And prior to that, we had talked about the printing business. He knew we were obviously in printing business because my granddad and brother worked at the old PubCo, and we had typesetters at both places, so we knew quite a bit about each other. I was kind of going through my spiel, and I couldn't have been in there over 3 minutes. And I kind of took a breath, like maybe to see if he has something to say. And he stands up and says, "Well, good luck. It's nice to see you," and shakes my hand. And that's it. I mean, I'm out the door. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe I did something wrong. I mean, he seemed real nice. So I go back and Glenda Phillips, she wanted to know how I did. I says, "Well, I don't know how I did because it was so short." But it wasn't too long after that, and I can't remember exactly when that meeting was, but that meeting would have had to have been probably in January and the elections in March. Not too long after that, within maybe a month or less, I got a call from the editorial board, and they wanted me to come down and visit with them. So still, they don't give you a clue what they're going to do. But usually if you get invited to the editorial board, that's usually good. So I went down and spent time with them, and they were about like Mr. Gaylord, not a lot of smiles, and they look you right in the eye, and when they're through, they stand up, and it's over. But they did end up endorsing me, and they did every election. The Gaylord family has always been very supportive of the Norick family, and I get along with all of them. And they've been supportive on all the major issues that deal with Oklahoma City. They really have been good supporters.
Did Mr. Gaylord know your father while he was mayor?
So oh, yeah, there absolutely.
He had a connection there.
And it's more so probably his father and my father, because he was still the editor. E.L. Gaylord, died, I guess, what was he, 103? I think that was right. My dad was in office then, but he knew EL, EK, and EL. I mean, he knew them all. But like I say, our two companies were both in the printing business. We were printing business forms and those sort of things, and they were printing newspaper, but we both had typesetters mm-hmm. and those types of things. So we had some commonality there, and we both used paper and ink. So we were kind of printers, and they knew it.
Do you remember if the Oklahoman had supported your father while he was in office, if that was a bigger issue or not?
I think they did one time. And I'm going to guess that they didn't in the 63 election, because that's when the ARG put up a slate of candidates called the Association of Responsible Government. They put up a slate of four council people and the mayor. The slate won. After one term of the slate, the citizens of Oklahoma City decided they didn't like slates. So the ARG, as it was called, put up another slate 4 years later, and all of them lost. That ended the ARG one time, but I can't remember. But I'm going to guess they supported him initially in 59, and they probably supported him again in 67, but maybe not in 63, but I'm not positive on the 63.